Good afternoon and welcome to today's edition of In Focus. I'm Grant Demme, manning the big chair today, and my guest this afternoon is Omid McDonald. He's the founder and CEO and now TV star of Dairy Distillery out of Almont. The company makes many popular products, but perhaps none more than their creamy liqueur, Vodcow. Omid, how's it going today?
It's going well. We have a whole bunch of activities that kicked off today, so the holidays are definitely in full swing.
Yeah, that's for sure. I can hear the Christmas music already. Well, thanks for joining the program today. We're speaking because recently you and your company made your national television debut. But before we dive into those details and behind the scenes look, which if I'm being honest, I'm quite excited to hear about, let's wind the clock back a little and provide a little background for our listeners who may not be familiar with your company. So tell us in so many words, if you could, the story behind Dairy Distillery, how it all got started, and how you got to this point today.
Yeah, well, we here at Dairy Distillery did something a bit different. We ferment the sugar in milk to make our alcohol. And the way this whole adventure started was one day my cousin had come back from his uncle's dairy farm and was talking about milk being dumped. And I wondered, well, can you turn that into alcohol? And so we went out to see if we could do it. And then we worked with the University of Ottawa to figure out how to ferment the sugar in milk, the lactose. And once we had a result in the lab, we decided to build our distillery in Almont. And Vodcow was born in 2018, and we've been going since.
That's excellent. And, you know, you've been described as a serial entrepreneur. You've thrown your hat into many rings throughout. But what was it about Dairy Distillery that felt right for you to dive headfirst into this business, this venture?
Well, I come from a software background. And when you do software for over 20 years, you're looking for something a bit less transient. Software comes and goes. And I wanted something that could be around for 100 years. And so distilleries it definitely is an industry where you can have that type of legacy. And that's what really attracted me to it. And then when we started looking at working with this byproduct from dairy, I saw a really neat opportunity to also do some good environmentally and also for the dairy community.
And your inventory does go beyond just alcohol, however. You found a great way to pivot as a business during those lean COVID-19 years to keep production going in another avenue. Tell us a little bit about that venture.
Yeah, well, who knew that vodka and hand sanitizer are the exact same thing? So when COVID hit in February, we started getting calls from people looking for hand sanitizer. And I always thought that the big players would be able to scale up production because it's a very well-known process. But then when the Ottawa Hospital called saying, well, we need hand sanitizer, well, there's only one decision to make is stop everything and answer the call. And so we changed all our production to hand sanitizer. And yeah, for 6 months, we were just flat out serving the needs of the community.
I imagine, of course, that's a big focus for you guys, no matter what you're producing and distilling, is to better and enhance the community however you can.
Yeah, well, I was not from Almont and was brought out here. We were originally going to call our product Holy Cow Vodka, and there was a church for sale here in Almont, so came out. Fortunately, didn't end up buying the church, but fell in love with the town and the people in the community, and said, yeah, this is going to be where the home of Dairy Distillery will be. And we've had great support from the community. So it definitely, it's been a bedrock for us.
And now let's dive into the main course here a little bit. You and the co-founder and CMO, Neil McCartan, recently appeared on an episode of the ever-so-popular CBC program, Dragon's Den. So we'll get into the pitch and the result in a minute. But first of all, tell us, like, how long ago did you pitch to the Dragons? And what was your reaction when you found out that not only were you going to be pitching to them, but it was going to make the final show?
We didn't apply. So one of our team members was at a show in Toronto, serving Vodcow, and a CBC producer heard the pitch and heard the story and said, oh, you have to apply. And we're quite busy these days. So I was like, oh, well, do we want to do this? And I was convinced, yeah, let's go ahead and put in an application. So Neil and I crafted a script, videoed ourselves, and sent it in without any expectations of what would go on. And I guess about 5 months ago, we were invited to go to Toronto to do the filming, which I must say was one of the more stressful things I've had to go through. We knew the outcome at that point, but we didn't know if we'd ever air on TV. And we only knew that about last month, essentially.
Okay, yeah, and I imagine you mentioned it was stressful. I mean, that's as high stake of a business meeting as you can find.
Yeah, so it was for that 5.5 minutes of TV. There was 90 minutes of grilling, and I must say, a huge respect to all the dragons. It's hard work. Like, they are there probably 12 hours a day for 2 weeks straight, listening to company after company. And are sharp. Like, the questions were good, it's not easy work that they're doing. That's for sure.
Wow, that was a 90-minute pitch that turned into.
That's what, well, most of them are about an hour to 90 minutes of recording, where they're asking questions, and then they cut it down for TV.
Oh my goodness, that's a lot longer than I would have anticipated. Now we see it all the time where a business making the episode sees a boost in sales just off of pure exposure. But that's not only the case for you guys. You walked away with a deal with Manjeet Minhas, $1.25 million for a 10% stake, and quite the dragon to land considering she built her empire in alcohol. Take us through your emotions when you walked out of that room after, 90 minutes with that deal, but also Manjeet as a partner, because she's quite the powerhouse to bring in.
Well, that I knew going in, I'm very aware, even before the invitation to submit to the Dragons, was very aware of what she accomplished, and it's extremely impressive. So sort of, I guess, went in there with a hope of she would be our dragon supporter. So definitely there was awareness there. And then just be able to have an opportunity to now have a business relationship afterwards is really exciting. And so since her business is in the alcohol business like ours, there'll be lots of opportunities for us to work together.
Yeah, and I was going to ask, what has happened since you said you filmed this about 5 months ago? So did the deal get finalized? Have you had further contact with Manjeet?
That's ongoing. So not always do the deals on the TV materialize into a final deal, but we've definitely had some very fruitful conversations, and we'll be doing some business together.
Excellent. So I guess my last question is, what's next for Dairy Distillery?
Well, right now, all we're thinking about are the holidays. So our cream liqueurs are very seasonal, and we're focused on getting those into the hands of as many people in Ontario as we can. So we'll, in the Ottawa area, you can catch us at the Lansdowne Christmas Market. We'll be in the Orleans Shopping Mall, Tanger, and in Toronto, we're in Sherway Garden. In Oshawa, we're in the Oshawa Mall, main mall there, and we're also in Quinte. So we'll be very busy from here till January 1st.
Well, you'll be hard to miss, that's for sure. I appreciate your time, Omid. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
That'll do it for today's edition of InFocus. I'm Grant Demme. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.